This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1244. Looky here, new ways to add spunk and sass to your English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American host, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to take your learning deeper with real-time transcripts and vocabulary practice, download our app on your iOS device. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Want to comment on something in a fun and sassy, maybe even a sarcastic way? Get the fun tools today to liven up your vocabulary. Listen today to find out more.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle. I'm doing well. Yeah, just doing the California thing. So, you know, my parents are coming out to visit soon in California, so that'll be fun. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Do you know, like, have they been to California a lot? Or are you going to be showing them?
Yeah, because I have an aunt who lives in Southern California. So when I was a kid, we used to come out here for vacation a lot. But they love coming out to California. So it'll be fun.
Oh, that's great. Oh, yeah. Well, I hope they have a nice time and you have fun with them. That's always nice to get a visit.
Yeah, I know you're close with your family too, so you know how it is. It's good to spend time with the family.
I know how it is. Yeah, that's nice. That's nice. It's always so exciting. Oh, good. Well, have fun. And yeah, I hope you get to really show that. Maybe you'll get to show them some new things that you've discovered that they don't know about.
I hope so. Yeah, we'll see. So what are we talking about today?
Yeah, well, recently I heard someone use this cute little phrase, and I was like, we have got to do this on the show, Lindsay. do you want to hear what it is?
Yeah, what is that phrase?
It's looky here.
Oh, I started cracking up when you told me this was the topic today, because it just makes me think, I don't know why, but it makes me think of old Western movies.
Oh, yeah. Looky here.
when this guy walks into a saloon and he bursts down the door. Looky here. And he's kind of taunting his sparring partner or whatever, his competitor.
Oh,
and
that's awesome.
Then they go out for a shootout or something. Old Western American
looky
films.
Here. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. I mean, I think it's used a lot when you're trying to explain something or draw attention to something. I mean, do you use this phrase?
I don't know if I ever have, but it's funny. Like, it's kind of just poking fun. It's funny. It's silly. It's super light. I guess I would if I thought of it, but I don't remember using it lately.
Right. This is one of those, you know, little phrases that would definitely draw attention to you. If you say looky here in a fun way, if people might laugh, you definitely might get a laugh, or people will just think that you're interesting for using this. So we don't want to shy away from these phrases, but we definitely want to know how to use them and if they would fit in with our personality, because I think this is a really fun one. So I thought our listeners would like to hear more about it and some kind of similar sounding phrases.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go into it so they can know again what you said, Michelle, is so key, is if it fits with your personality in that moment, then go for it. If it doesn't, then just leave it behind, right? It's a take it or leave it kind of thing today.
Exactly. So again, what does it mean, Lindsay? So what does it mean to you?
All right. So it can be used in a couple ways, but I really think that it's about drawing attention to something in a more sarcastic way, in a fun way, in a very, very light and silly way.
Right. So, Lindsay, what's one way that you might use it?
Okay. Well, looky here. I didn't think you'd show up, right? So you're taunting the person, really. You're making fun of them, right? You're poking fun. You're saying, oh, you know, usually you're late or you don't come at all. Looky here, right? You're having a little intonation in your voice there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Or you could even add the word noun to it. You could say like, now looky here, you're finally cleaning the apartment.
Or here's another one. Looky here, you're doing an amazing job, even though it took you a long time. Yeah. So I think also the other key piece here is, how is our relationship with the other person?
Yeah.
That we're talking to, right? That's the piece. Does it fit your personality? Does it fit the situation? And right. does your relationship make sense to say this? Because I think you have to be right. quite like kind of close to the person
yes.
to be able to do yeah. this. Because you're taunting.
I would
them.
Not
I mean,
say this to
them.
A boss. Yeah. I wouldn't say, looky here, that work assignment is already done. You know, like I wouldn't say that.
Right. Yeah. No way. It's more like, honestly, like a partner at home, maybe a sibling that you're making right. fun of, a really close friend that you're on like a very joking level with. Yeah, that's what I would say.
Right. Exactly. And you know what? This actually reminds me of an episode we did because I realized that I always use this phrase, look at you.
Yeah.
And that reminds me of this one, but so we wanted to, this is another really good one to listen to. So that's episode 1067. It's called Look at You, How to Show Someone You're Impressed in English.
Oh, that's good. Guys, if you're in the iOS app, there is a search bar where you can very easily just type in 1067 and it'll pull up that episode for you right away.
Exactly. Awesome. Okay. So again, you know, what is important about this? I mean, I think it has spunk, it has attitude. So as yes. we were saying, you need the appropriate intonation and expressiveness, right? Because if you say, looky here, right? That's not going to, it's not going to, you know, yeah. get anyone yeah. interested in what you're saying. So how would you say it again, Lindsay?
Yeah. So, well, looky here, right? You have a nice intonation, a nice upward, downward looky thing here. Going on. And I think spunk is the word that I was looking for earlier. Or sassy. It's a little sassy.
Sassy.
Yeah. That is such a good word. There was a magazine back in the day called Sassy Magazine.
Oh, really? I don't remember that. That's so funny. I love it. Yeah. So, I mean, I think that this phrase can show that you're extra surprised, right? Maybe in a way that showed you didn't think something would happen, or maybe you're happy that your point has been proven. Like, you're right, right?
Yes. I love it. Yeah, you're challenging the person. You're kind of in competition with them a little bit, maybe. This is so good.
Yeah. So guys, we're going to get into a few more examples of this in a second. But before we do that, Lindsay, what do we want to tell our listeners?
Guys, if the IELTS exam is in your life, coming up in your life in your next year, you must go over and download the IELTS Energy podcast or subscribe to the podcast, because, you know, these words you're learning today, over on that show, we take it one step further and we show you exactly how to use those to directly increase your score. Words like sassy, spunk, even looky here, who knows? But we could show you how to use it on the speaking test and writing test to increase your score. So go over there and sign up, or subscribe rather. You can't sign up for the podcast, but you can subscribe. We'll see you guys over there.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Okay, awesome. All right, so let's do a little role play with looky here, Lindsay.
All right. Michelle, I'm telling you, there are no Thai restaurants on this street.
Wait.
Oh, wow.
Ah, well, looky here, Lindsay. 3 Thai restaurants on 1 block.
Okay, fine. You were right. Yeah, so okay. So in a sense, we're like in competition with each other, kind of, or we're kind of debating, like, oh, I don't think your neighborhood's any good. There are no Thai restaurants. Right.
Exactly. And I'm saying I was right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. So here's another one. Lindsay, I told you I don't have any more gum. And then Lindsay sees a whole thing of gum in my hand.
Well, looky here. I thought you didn't have gum. Yeah.
Oh, oops. Sorry, Lindsay. I was just trying to save it.
That would be a good example of when we would use this. When someone is saying they don't have something, and then you do find that thing, and then you want to tease them because, hey, you could have given me a piece of gum. You actually had it.
Yeah. So, it can sound humorous, but it can also give you a bit of an attitude if that's how you say it. So, That's a really good one. But what are some other similar expressions that we can use, Lindsay?
There's a lot we can do here, guys. Remember, staying in the spirit of teasing someone, kind of being spunky with them. What do we have here, right? Or what have we here? So you could do both. Mm-hmm. We're just switching around the grammar. Let's give an example here. Ugh, there are no cheap computers at this store. Ooh, what do we have here?
Ooh, nice. That's a great deal. Get it.
Okay. So all of a sudden I found something and I'm saying, oh, wow, there's something cheap here. There's something good.
Right, right, right. So that could be another way that you use this. So here's another one. I don't want to go to that party anymore.
What have we here? Miss Party Girl is finally tired. Thank goodness. Okay. Because I'm surprised here, right? I'm surprised because normally in this context, you would be someone that wants to go to parties all the time. So right. I'm teasing you a little bit about that. And I'm saying, oh, good. You don't want to go. I don't either.
Right, right, right. Exactly. Okay, awesome. So let's do one more, Lindsay. What's this one?
Okay, the phrase is, well, well, well. I'm sure you guys have heard this on the movies too, like in different movies. Here we go. There's never any time to exercise.
Well, well, well. I see you have tons of free time on Tuesdays. You can totally do it. You just don't want to.
Okay, that's good. That's good. I like that.
Okay, awesome. Or this one. I lost that white shirt.
No, you didn't. I just saw it.
No way. That's another one.
I'll show you. Well, well, well. Look who was right.
Okay.
Meaning I'm saying I was right. And again, there's sarcasm here. There's teasing. There's a little tiny argument going on. It's interesting.
Right, right, right. And guys, you can actually add well, well, well to looky here or to the other expression. Or you can just do one well, right? Like Lindsay, I think we were saying, well, looky here, right? So well is something that you can add on.
Yeah, I love that. I feel like I would have to recommend our listeners go back to the old Westerns to look for this phrase because I, like I said before at the beginning, I feel like they use that so much in those types of movies. You know what I mean? Before a sparring happens, someone finds hidden money or something, you know?
Right, right, right. I love that. Yeah. I mean, they show a certain spunk and they're kind of fun, but you know, be careful how you use them because they can sound a bit sarcastic. So you know, you never know. You know, is that how you want to sound? They can be used in different ways with different intonations. And maybe we'll do a follow-up, but today we're just focusing on the ways that we talked about today.
Awesome. I love it. So, Michelle, let's do a role play for our listeners. What do you say?
All right. So here we are trying to find a friend's house, but we're lost.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Lindsay, I'm telling you, it's on the right.
No, it's not.
Okay. And the GPS says, your destination will be on the right. Well, 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 I guess I was right.
Fine, but there's no basketball hoop at her house. This must be the wrong address.
Okay, and then our friend comes out of the house, and then I say, what have we here? Hi, Rachel.
Gosh, what is it with me today? Where's the gift?
Right there.
No, it's not.
Oh, no.
Well, looky here. Misorganized. Forgot it. Okay. Oh, we're really going heavy there.
Yeah, I know. We're gonna get in a fight.
Yeah, we're teasing each other a bit and sort of, yeah, okay. So let's go back and look at that again. So the first thing you said was, well, 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 I guess I was right. So you're kind of claiming, you're kind of rubbing it in, as we say.
That right.
Yeah, rubbing it in. That's good.
Yeah, that I knew where the place was. Okay. And then you're saying that it's still the wrong one. You're not convinced. And then our friend actually walks out of the house. So I'm proven right. So I say, what have we here?
Yeah. So it's a sense of being proven right and kind of like making sure that person knows it. Right.
Right. Right. Right. Right. Awesome. I love it. And then what's the last one, Lindsay?
So I said, well, looky here. Misorganized. Forgot it. So here the tables turned and I, you know, I kind of switched and I said, oh, look at what happened. It's surprising because you are supposed to be so organized all the time, but you forgot something. So I'm making you feel a little guilty about that.
Right. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. These ones are so funny. I love these phrases.
Yeah, this is fun. This is really good. Well, what should we leave our listeners with today? I mean, this has been a really rich episode and a fun one, too.
Yeah, I love it. So these are really good phrases, guys, that will draw attention to something. And as we talked about, intonation is huge here. So you want to think about how you can sound. these phrases can make your language more spunky, right? And give it more attitude. So that's a lot of fun. And think, you know, when could you have added these into a recent conversation, right? So we want to apply what we're listening to on this show to our real lives, right? So can you think of a recent time in the past when you maybe found out that you were proven right about something, or you're teasing someone a little bit? And when could you have used this? So try and really identify a time that this would be useful in your life.
Yeah, I love that. Good advice, Michelle. I love it. So guys, take Michelle's advice and take on the assignment.
That's right.
So good. All right, Michelle, thanks for hanging out and bringing up this topic. I feel like it would be hard, honestly, to find a tutorial or any kind of information on this phrase elsewhere. So this is awesome. This is good stuff.
Awesome. This was fun. All right, guys. Well, looky here. The time has run out. We got to go.
So good. All right, Michelle, I'll talk to you soon.
Bye, Lindsay.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.